Welcome back. Well, workplace management group Adcorp's turnaround strategy is starting to bear fruit. The company's returned to profitability in its full year and has also resumed dividend payouts after 2 years. The company's CEO, Innocent Dotiro, joins us on the line now to discuss the company's new growth trajectory. Thanks so much, Innocent, for your time this evening. So your results released today, again, reflective of the kind of stride you're making with your turnaround strategy. Where exactly are things at in this entire process?
Thanks, Alicia. We are 18 months into the process of turning the business around. And as we started, we set out a program where we were going to start off with fixing the businesses that were broken, moving into stabilizing the entire operations, and then start focusing on growth. We are now at the tail end of stabilizing the businesses and have already started looking at growth strategies for our various businesses.
Okay, so tail end at stabilizing the business. Of course, all of this in a bid to right-size the business to ensure an efficient operating structure that sees profits rise. Even though revenue was marginally lower at 15 billion rand, is the business now as lean and mean as you'd like it to be, or is there more fat to cut?
So we set out to do two things. Right-size the business, as you say, but actually establish a platform for growth. We've now come to a point where we still think that there's a bit of cost that we can take out of the business. We've put out there a number of probably another 100 million that we could take out of our cost base. But our focus now turns to moving into new areas, adjacent areas of our business, and growing business into higher margin sectors.
Okay, so what kind of growth are you targeting over the next 3 years, and what do you see being the key drivers here? Because these are targets that are being set in the midst of tough macroeconomic conditions such as rising unemployment, a shortage of critical skills right here in South Africa, but that's been coupled with a persistently low GDP growth in Australia as well.
Yes, so what we've done, we've looked at our business and said to ourselves that our business consists of four distinct sectors or four pillars that we've set up. We are in the resourcing business where we source skills and place skills either on a permanent or temporary or contract basis with our clients. We provide several forms of training in the other pillar, and we also provide outsourced services and are in the process of building a consulting business. Our growth primarily is going to come out of the last three pillars, training, outsourcing, and consulting. We are a fairly dominant player in the resourcing side, and our focus there would be continued improvement in terms of our costs and process efficiency. You talked about skills shortage in the country. We feel that our training business can play a significant role in upskilling people. So we have training within the IT space, which we're going to expand into more digital skills. We've got a technical training center that trains almost 500 artisans a year. Mm-hmm. We look to expand that because for our economy to grow, we need to be investing in those skills that are required for infrastructure build and also getting into the more high-tech side of the economy.
Yeah. With your focus, Innocent, on training, outsourcing and consulting, how much do we extrapolate on that and say, it's reflective of just how tough it's become as far as sourcing skills and placing skills is concerned?
So what we're finding, not just in South Africa, also in Australia, is that the demands on corporates in terms of for them to be able to compete are changing, given all the adoption of technology and digital solutions, which means if you've heard about the banks closing branches and laying off people, but it doesn't mean that they have all the skills that they need. They're moving on to digital, and we need to help them transition into into the new world.
Yeah. Of course, this in a context where locally we've got the unemployment rate sitting at 27.6%. It's the highest jobless rate we've seen since the third quarter of 2017. And the onus at this stage on private sector to create jobs, it will only be done once business confidence rises. Have you seen a shift in how companies are responding when it comes to creating jobs, Innocent?
So there are a number of initiatives that we're involved in with other businesses in terms of trying to grow, to increase employment. And unfortunately, the biggest driver of employment is actually economic growth. And ironically, for the economy to grow, you need to have a highly skilled workforce, which we don't have. So if you look at most of our IT placement businesses, for instance, we have vacancies that remain open for a long time because we don't have the skills. That's why we think that there is merit in the country investing more in skills development that will then result in people being able to create jobs and move into jobs.
Innocent, with that being pinpointed and, you know, you sitting with an improved gearing ratio at 27% from 55%, how much ammunition or further ammunition does that give you to leverage off some of the opportunity and, you know, scope for business within that training sphere?
So we are looking to expand our training, basically reposition our technical training business, because we think that artisan skills are critical in terms of economic development. And also, even if we're going to go into things like cleaning up of areas like Alex, etc., that would require artisanal skills. And if we go for public works program, we can contribute to driving the skills that are needed in that space.
Okay, so that's some of the role that you'll be playing in accelerating inclusive growth. Let's leave it there, Innocent. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Innocent Dotiro, who's CEO of AdCorp.